Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. The following program features art songs for those who don't like art songs. Let me tell you how this program came about. My good friend, Alma McGoldrick, who has over the past 30 years shown me many good Oahu hikes and introduced me to her huge circle of friends. Alma loves symphonic music and opera, and in spite of knowing me for these decades, has not come to appreciate art songs. This program is for you, Alma. If someone has no idea what an art song might be, I always tell them that they already know one, and that's the lead you just heard, the lullaby of Brahms. Here are some Italian songs that everyone knows and loves, probably even Alma, for whom this Singing and Other Sins program is designed.
Sole se ne scende, me sotto a finestra moria resta ria, quando fa notte o sole sere scende. Ma no, tu sole che io voglio in te, o sole mio, sta in fronte a te.
three songs from Italian composers who could indeed write catchy tunes. There are other art songs that everyone knows but doesn't know that they're art songs. The following is often heard in Latin translation, but the original words that Schubert set were actually a German translation of Sir Walter Scott's Ellen's song from his Lady of the Lake. Ave Maria, maiden mild, listen to a maiden's prayer. Thou can't hear, though from the wild thou canst save amid despair.
Thank you.
Marian Anderson's classic performance of Ave Maria seems to echo Schubert's own thoughts on the song. He wrote, "It seems to touch all hearts and inspires a feeling of devotion." Debussy's After a Dream is a French art song they call Mélodie, and its tune is so loved that it's been transcribed for many instruments. We'll hear the original for voice and piano. From Debussy, we move to Grieg's I Love You, which used to be heard at weddings around the world. We'll hear it in the original Norwegian.
Oh,
I've always enjoyed the robust feeling of adventure from the following song. Probably can't guess who wrote the tune to Kipling's words, because he's rather unknown. Ollie Speaks was the composer and Thomas Hampson was the baritone. One of Tchaikovsky's songs was written to a Goethe poem that had been translated into Russian, but we know it one translation further in English as None But the Lonely Heart. We'll hear it in the Russian.
Как я страдаю.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a program dedicated to my friend Alma McGoldrick. At 90, Alma remains active, social, artistic, and committed to the preservation of the beauty of Hawaiian wilderness through which she's hiked with the joy unique to Alma's nature. Let's hear a song by Vaughn Williams called Linden Lee that Alma may like because it is set in the outdoors.
Within the woodland's flowery glade, by the oak tree's mossy moot, the shining grass blades timber shaded now do quiver underfoot, and birds do whistle overhead, and water's bubbling in its bed, and there for me the apple tree do lean down low in Linden Lee. When leaves that lately were springing now do fade within the copse, and painted birds do hush their singing up upon the timber tops, and brown-leaved fruits are turning red in cloudless sunshine overhead, with fruit for me the apple tree do lean down low in Linden. Better the folk make money faster in the air of dark-roomed towns. I don't dread a peevish master, though no man may heed my frowns. I be free to go abroad or take again my homeward road, to where for me the apple tree do lean down low in Linden Lee.
Brind Terfel was the baritone, and he always brings his strong personality to any song he performs. His pianist is Malcolm Martineau. That was sung in the original English. Stephen Foster wrote the words for many of his songs in his original American English. I don't know why most people know the melody of the following Dvorak song that we know in English as Songs My Mother Taught Me. That was sung in the original, but we still know the tune. And that's the case with the following Mendelssohn song that we know as On Wings of Song.
Dort liegt ein rot blühender Dorn.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, this edition called Art Song for People Who Don't Like Art Song, inspired by my friend Alma, who hopefully has enjoyed some of these songs. One of them, a rather old-fashioned French song, was even sung by Elvis as Can't Help Falling in Love with You. We'll hear it with orchestra in the original French.
Plaisir d'amour, ne
Plaisir d'amour never sounded as lovely as that recording by Victoria de los Angeles. There's another song we know from when we all learned to play a bit of piano as kids. But Liebestraum began as one of Liszt's art songs. Thomas Kwasthoff with Eustace Zayn performed Liszt's Liebestraum in the original lied called O Liebe, solange du lieben kannst, Love as long as you can. Though Alma McGoldrick has lived most of her life in Hawaii, she's never lost her delightful British accent. Perhaps the English setting of the following song will help her respond favorably to this folk song made into an art song.
When I was a bachelor, I lived all alone and worked at the weaver's trade. And the only thing that I ever did wrong was to woo a fair young maid. I wooed her in the winter time and in the summer too. And the only thing I did that was wrong was to keep her from the foggy dew. One night she came to my bedside when I lay fast asleep. She laid her head upon my bed and she began to weep. She sighed, she cried, she damn near died. She said, "What shall I do?" So I hauled her into bed and I covered up her head just to keep her from the foggy dew. Oh, I am a bachelor and I live with my son, and we work at the weaver's trade. And every single time that I look into his eyes, he reminds me of the fair young maid. He reminds me of the winter time and of the summer too. And of the many times that I held her in my arms, just keep her from the foggy dew.
The Welsh Bryn Terfel makes the most of this English folk song arranged as an art song by Benjamin Britten. Earlier, we heard Grieg's I Love You, an art song we know from hearing it at weddings. A similar setting has made I Love You Truly familiar to many. Cary Jacobs Bond was the composer.
Still
To close this Singing and Other Sins edition of Art Song for Those Who Don't Appreciate Art Song, and with a special nod to Alma McGoldrick's English Homeland, we'll hear Annie Harrison's In the Gloaming. For Alma and the other listeners who don't usually like Art Song, I hope this program was enjoyable in spite of featuring the genre. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.